Watcher, and a huge welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. So, what to start with? I know. Wow! That was Wow, a song written by Lenny Tristano and recorded by him in March 49 in New York City, with a couple of his well-known, perhaps soon-to-be-well-known would be more accurate, well-known students, Lee Konitz alto, Warren Marsh tenor, Lenny piano, as you already know, Billy Bauer guitar, Arnold Fishkin bass and Harold Granowski drums. Trouble with starting with a wow is where do you go from there? Well, to an interesting album called The Music of New York, a music sound portrait. And we're off to the waterfront, as you'll hear. Thank you. This CD album combines two LPs worth, The Sound of New York and Rooms, and both are credited to the composer and arranger Kenyon Hopkins, who specialised in jazz themes for films and TV, one of his most famous being 12 Angry Men. Always a bit on the dramatic side, but certainly Waterfront took us right down to the docks. Kenyon Hopkins used session men and never, to my knowledge, had his own band. And his reputation was such that he pulled together some big names for this New York November 58 recording session for ABC Paramount. The likes of Phil Woods, Jimmy Cleveland, Frank Rehak, Barry Galbraith and Mundell Lowe, Wendell Marshall, Ozzie Johnson. I'll dig out some more of his work. The Dutch pianist Louis van Dijk has just died, sadly. Here he is, back in 98. Thank you. Louis van Dijk. Dijk spelt D-I-J-K, but he often spelt it D-Y-K-E. I assume that's so non-Dutch speakers can pronounce it, but maybe it's not really pronounced Dijk at all. That was the John Lewis compo, he of MJQ fame. His compo, 20 East, 30 West. Louis van Dijk, piano, obviously. Edwin Corzilius, bass, Fritz Landersbergen drums, and Jeroen de Rijker, percussion. Recorded in Wiedendaal, Holland, September 98. Another mispronunciation by me, inevitably. Louis was 78 when he died. He'd had Alzheimer's since 2017, but still managed to perform for a while after his diagnosis. He studied solo piano at the Amsterdam Conservatorium and received loads of awards in his native Netherlands, including the honorary title Knight of the Order of the Netherlands Lion. I'll play you another of his recordings later in the show, but first, a glorious vocal version of Nat Adderley's song Sermonette. Sermonette, the title song of a Riverside LP recorded in New York 61-62. The singer is Billy Poole, who we have featured before. She only made two LPs worth as a leader, this and one about 6 months later. This is an unnamed orchestra. Other than it's conducted by Jimmy Jones, who could also have played piano for all we know. He sat in for Duke Ellington on a number of occasions, you might remember. Arrangements were by tenor man Bud Johnson. He could also have played. But there is one muso who is definitely named, and rightly so. It's the wonderful Clark Terry on trumpet. So my guess would be that the band was full of big names. As we mentioned earlier, that was Nat Adderley's song, Sermonette. Lyrics added by John Hendricks. Oh, and here is that very same John Hendricks.
She grew, it cannot be denied, as though she'd come undone. And I did fairly burst with pride when I beheld my son. When I beheld my son. There was a boy very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very my way. While we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love. Yes, the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Nature Boy from a cheapo Stanyan LP recorded in LA in 75. John Hendricks is the singer, as we know, with an orchestra directed by Wally Scott. Nat King Cole's version of Nature Boy being the most famous one. Nature Boy being Eden Arbez's most famous song. Here are two of the UK's most famous jazzers. Thank you. The song first, Love Walked In, a song written by George and Ira Gershwin back in 37. This Jazzland LP is entitled The Message from Britain and was recorded June-July 59, just 2 years after two of our greatest ever tenor men joined forces to form a group called the Jazz Couriers. Yes, Tubby Hayes and Ronnie Scott. Tubbs was still only 24 when this record was made. Ronnie, seemingly always a veteran, was actually only 32. Whenever you think of Ronnie, it's invariably from his later years. Terry Shannon was on piano, Kenny Napper bass and Phil Seaman drums. The Jazz Couriers was, of course, Ronnie's tongue-in-cheek response to the very famous Jazz Messengers. Here's Yelena Ekimov. From a Yelena Ekimov double CD called Lions, all songs written by Yelena, the one we just heard being Young at Play, recorded in New York in 2014, with Yelena on piano, Harold Anderson bass and Billy Hart drums. Ray Mantia died a couple of weeks back and we did play something of his that very same week, which featured his brilliant percussion playing, notably the conga, but it was as part of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. So I thought we really ought to feature something by Ray Mantia, the leader, and here it is. That was the Cedar Walton composed Cedar's Blues from a seventh album called High Voltage, a septet led by percussion man Ray Mantia. And it's difficult to imagine that song without his contribution. That was recorded in New York, Jan 2017. Ivan Renter, tenor, Jorge Castro, baritone, Guido Gonzalez, trumpet, and all three of those had substantial airtime on Cedar's Blues. Eddie Martinez, keyboards, Cucho Martinez, bass, Diego Lopez, drums. That's better. I think we've given Ray a proper send-off now. Next one is unusual for us in that it's a bit electronic. Huge bit, actually. More ECM label than our norm, but listen out for the bass player. A Storyville album recorded in Copenhagen in the autumn of 86. Three local musos, Paula Mikkelborg, trumpet and keyboards. Sounded rather flutish, though, to me. Kenneth Knudsen, keyboards, and you guessed it, the Great Dane, NHOP, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen, bass. And I must admit that had it not been for NHOP's contribution, that song would not have made the playlist. I'm a bit worried about this next LP. It's a bit worn, so let's hope it'll be okay. The song, and I'm not apologising for it this time, is Danny Boy's Soul. Danny is in here somewhere, but is hiding. Thank you. Was Hammond man Charles Earland on a cheapy choice LP called Boss Organ. So no mucking about with false modesty for our Charles. And yes, he's up there with Groove Holmes, Brother Jack McDuff, Big John Patton, and all the other ones who didn't quite match the commercial success of Jimmy Smith. Jimmy Ponder guitar, Bobby Durham drums complete the lineup for this Rudy Van Gelder recording date in 69-ish. Danny Boy Soul. Next up, the Blue Note All-Stars. Of 96, I ought to add.
Thank you.
Yes, all Blue Note recording stars indeed. It's Jan 96 in New York, and it's really the young lions of the mid-90s, all young and all up-and-comers. Tim Hagen's trumpet, Greg Osby alto, Javon Jackson tenor, Kevin Hayes piano, Essiet bass, Bill Stewart drums, and Stewart wrote that song, Think Before You Think. That's easy for you to say, Bill. All became leaders in their own right. There are six of them in the band, and each one of the six contributes at least one song to this recording date. Equality rules. I could easily say that the Billy Poole song we heard earlier, where she was backed by Clark Terry, is our Ellingtonian number for this week. But no, here's the Duke with a very little-known song from 42. Yes, the Webster Blanton years.
And now, let's gather round for a hunk of rhythm under the banner of... Which reminds us, you still have time to stroll out here tonight. You know, this is the last night for Duke Ellington. You better come on.
And that's from the Treasury series of U.S. government-sponsored War Bonds broadcasts, a weekly Ellington show on the radio. I chose that song, The Strollers, for its historical significance, as, to my knowledge, it's the one and only song written by the Duke's pioneering bassist, Jimmy Blanton. Yes, Jimmy did write two songs with Ellington, Mr. J.B. Blues and Plucked Again, but I'm pretty certain this was Jimmy's only solo effort. And it was also the one and only recording of the song, July the 15th, 42, at the Lakeside Park El Patio Ballroom, Denver. The tenor solo here was by Jimmy's roommate, Ben Webster. I'm spoiling you, and why not? Let's hear from Louis Van Dyke again. the lovely song De l'autre côte des collines, which became, with words added, a hit for a French trio called Les Troubadours. Louis van Dijk recorded it in Monster in southern Holland in June 87, with Harry Emery bass and Frits Landersbergen again on drums. I'm sure Dutch people don't pronounce it Monster, but then again, they never seem to pronounce anything normally. Tuh! And our closer for this week is one of our all-time faves, the Gershwins' Summertime. Trumpeter Mark Morganelli is the leader on this live June 90 gig at Birdland, with the dream rhythm section of Kenny Barron piano, Ron Carter bass and Jimmy Cobb drums.
Thank you.
As always, huge thanks for listening. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please, take care. Be well.